Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Linda Marie Zauner, 69, of Plain, died Wednesday, June 24th at home following a courageous and valiant fight against cancer. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, July 1st at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be at Our Lady of the Field Shrine Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, Tuesday, June 30th from 4 until 7, and at the church Wednesday, July 1st from 10 until time of the Mass at 11 o'clock. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to UW hospitals and clinics, UW Carbone Cancer Center, Sauk Prairie Hospital, or a Grace Hospice. In lieu of a donation, please take your grandchildren or a child in need out for a special occasion or treat. Linda loved to spoil her grandchildren every chance she got. Linda Zauner is survived by her husband Andrew, three sons Daniel and Kelsey, Dustin and Vanessa, and Dennis and Megan, a daughter-in-law Bobby, seven grandchildren, her mother Darlene Lochner, and numerous siblings, cousins, nieces, nephews, and other relatives. Linda Marie Zauner, 69, of Plain. Mary Catherine Wiedenfeld, 87, of Richland Center, died peacefully Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, July 1st at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. Visitation will be held at the church Wednesday, July 1st from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Mary Wiedenfeld is survived by five sisters, Helen and Rod Perry, Ruth Schaefer, Donna and Robert Dugan, Dorothy and Ira Piskey, and Teresa and Robert Sponholz of Reedsburg, a brother William Justin, Dustin Paulson of Des Moines, Iowa, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Catherine Wiedenfeld, 87, of Richland Center. Mary Ann Mazurzek, 79, of Richland Center, died Thursday, June 25th at Pine Valley Community Village following a long battle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday, July 1st at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at Basswood Cemetery Thursday, July 2nd at 10 o'clock. Visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday, July 1st from 10 o'clock until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Mazurzak is survived by six children, Joanne and Larry Ellert, Jose De La Rosa, Richard and Jean Noble, Samuel Noble, Timothy Noble, and Deborah and Cameron Hinkle. 15 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. Mary Ann Mazurzak, 79, of Richland Center. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center, died at home Friday, June 26, following another round of battling cancer. Funeral services will be held Thursday, July 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held Thursday, July 2nd at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. A small luncheon will be served following graveside services at the Pratt Community Hall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Patty is survived by her husband, Lynn L. Wallace, daughter Elizabeth Durst Schauer, stepsons Philip, David and Celia, Robert and Tammy Wallace, sister Sandra Muller, 11 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, along with many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Patty L. Wallace, 75, of Richland Center. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, June 24th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 9th, from noon until 4 at the Coon Valley American Legion. Burial will be in the Viola Cemetery. The Vasateg Larson Funeral Home and Crematory is serving the family. Lyle Barnes is survived by two daughters, Judy and Dan Kirchhoff, and Amy and Gary Barr, two grandsons, two step-grandsons, a brother, James Barnes, and other relatives and friends. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center. Gaylord Hart, 80, of Oklahoma, formerly of Ithaca, died Friday, June 26. A graveside service will be held in Oklahoma at a later date. Gaylord Hart, 80, of Oklahoma, formerly of Ithaca. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, died Saturday, June 27. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee. In birth news, Brock and Brianne Manning of Green Bay had a daughter, Auden Lucia, on Saturday. Grandparents are Brad and Lynn Prentice and Terry and Beth Manning of Green Bay. The local great-grandmother is Alma Manning of Ithaca.